Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, you can't argue the fact that the government has corporate welfare by giving the illegals massive free goodies. And that's the race to get everybody dependent or on welfare of some type, or on the criminal justice system. And America's got a chance to turn this around, but the public's already so dumbed down, just the general public that's already here. You bring desperate people from third world countries, the government's going to give them something free. They'll vote however they have to. And the globalists are going to win this war. And, this kind of stuff continues. I mean, that's all I can say. And it's pretty serious. They're moving on every front right now against this nation and every other quasi-free nation. Let's talk to Rocky in Texas, who's been holding patiently. He's a 1590 AM listener. I think that station's out in Lubbock. Rocky, thanks for holding. What's on your mind after all the stuff you've heard today?
I was calling about how the police arrested the woman down in Slayton, Texas, just for asking for a warrant.
Yeah, they came to her house. They didn't have a warrant, and they said, "We're coming in your house." And she said, "May I please see a warrant?" And they arrested her. And that ties into all the NSA spying. It just shows how crazy it's gotten. Sure, go ahead and comment on it.
Yeah, I live here in Lorenzo, Texas. Slayton is down here in Lubbock County, so it's just down the road from me. And I called the police department because I wanted to comment on it. And I told them that the police committed a crime. And she hung up on me, so I had to call three times because she kept hanging up on me. She was very rude. And I told her it was a crime that he committed, and she said that that was my opinion. And I think more people need to call in this area because we are the enforcers of the Bill of Rights.
Well, I think what you should do is go to city council, and this woman needs to sue them, and you need to get a new police chief there. I mean, that's what you need to call for, is the police chief to step down. They don't care if slaves call them, though it has some effect. It just makes them buy more weapons against us. Let me show people the article you're talking about out of My Fox Lubbock. And it came. She was polite. She said, "Yes, I'd like to see a warrant." And the guy said, police officer said, he said, "This is how you want to play." And they arrested her. It's false imprisonment. It was kidnapping. Took her to jail. And they're going to, I guess, now charge her with something fake. And it turns out there was no warrant for the 11-year-old. They thought might have been breaking bottles or something in the street. I mean, no one knows. So there's the type of stuff you have right there. Yes, sir. And again, that's all part of this thing where there's no Fourth Amendment, there's no nothing. It's just, and they're going to take the bank accounts too, just like a third world country, just like Asia, just like Eastern Europe, just like every Latin American country. We are going to live as total slaves with open sewage running down the middle of the street, with elitist often compounds, you know, with helicopters.
Well, they look at us as slaves because we're not standing up as a whole. I mean, the Bill of Rights is to keep the government's hands off of us, and we need to stand up together and let them know that we're out.
That's right. That's right. The law states in common law, but also in constitutional law, that rights aren't given, they're demanded. And you've got to demand your rights. You've got to say, stop it. And they have hired police all over the country now that are just on total power trips and feel like they're doing the right thing. So she's lucky they didn't charge her with assaulting them. There could have been 19 video cameras running of her kneeling down and licking their boots. They would still charge her with assaulting them, in many jurisdictions. And it's just, it's all lawless. And, hey, it's a curse. It's the curse of evil, and we're now going under it. I mean, we've killed 53 million babies in this country. And so we deserve it at many levels. You know, those of us that haven't been part of it don't, but we deserve it. We're cursed. Man, America's cursed. We're going down. It's all gone. But there'll be a remnant out of this great time that comes. And people will see those of us that told the truth as the leaders in the future. And we're going to have to lead the way out of this. It's going to be very bad, though, my friend. We're a cursed nation.
Can I give out that number?
Sure. To the police department, go ahead.
It's 806-828-2020. Slayton Police Department.
And tell them how dare you violate the Fourth Amendment. I mean, I think people should get together and should sue them. And that police chief, all of them, need to be fired. That's how you handle it. They won't listen. Cops, go ahead and drink some more fluoride. Government cares about you.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us into the fourth hour right now. I'm going to go to Joseph and Anthony and Howie and Jason and a few others. But let me get to a bunch of news I haven't covered yet. I mentioned this, but here it is. Too much Prozac turns minnows into killers. Oh, like they needed some Prozac. And it turns out that parts per trillion, just like Roundup, parts per trillion massively increases breast cancer in a new study. But no big deal. I mean, plants are just the toughest, most hardy thing in the world, and weeds are the most hardy of those, but it kills them. It's got to be good for you. I mean, you know, sure, Roundup type stuff. I mean, sure, BT in the corn, pharmacological, grows its own pesticide, kills bees and bugs, but it's got to be good for you. I mean, everybody knows drinking a can of Raid will kill you, but so what? Dying's good for you.
And if you don't believe that, you don't love the government because they care about you a little bit right now.
But here it is. A research group has studied how exposure to antidepressants altered fish behavior and made them more edgy, aggressive, and even kill their mates. Oh, something the species never do. And eating their babies. Well, don't normally do that, but it's all right. And that makes the shrimp commit suicide, swim up to fish and stuff. That's really an old study, but there's a new study out. But it's good for our kids, though. You don't worry about all the killings happening. Here's another one. Just the scent of money is corrupting. A big new Harvard research. Yeah, I've seen this before with people. You just wave like a few thousand dollars around. People get all crazed when it's all just fiat nothing. The globalists get the world out of fiat Federal Reserve notes, and then people will do anything for it. And it's all just a fraud. It isn't like it's a bushel of wheat somebody actually grew, and then you'll do something for that, or, you know, water hauled up from the well, you'll do something for that, or a dinner cooked for you, or fealty, or friendship, you know, give friendship back. It's all just fake for the galactic con artist New World Order to get everything for nothing. Everything because they're frauds. Everything because they're lies. But it says some people who aren't materialistic, you know, they're not excited by it, but other people, the look, the smell, it has a detergent in it, gets them sexually excited. Of course, that's something well known. And it's just amazing, ladies and gentlemen. The symbol of energy is what it is. Money. Pavlovian. What a joke. People kill their grandmother for a stick of bubble gum. And they won't even stand up for their family as they're feeding them GMO and a death sentence. Because it's so fun to be trendy. Let's go to the next article here. Dog butt looks like Jesus Christ in a robe. And it is a dog scrotum and rear end. I guess dog porn's the new thing at the Huffington Post. And they say it looks like Jesus. Okay? You know, that's kind of like saying seeing the Virgin Mary in a waffle or whatever. And it's okay to put the crucifix or the, you know, in urine or defecate on the Virgin Mary, and then have taxpayers pay for it. People are like, how dare you try to censor art? No, no. Taxpayers pay for that because it's about dumbing things down. It's always good to go after Christians. That's okay. That's all right. And again, it's hospitality. Come here from all over the world, get 3-4 free welfares, identities, be above the law, the police won't arrest you for anything on record, and have your babies for free, and then everybody else can go bankrupt. So why should an American, regardless of what color they are, be part of the system? I mean, more and more I realize, but see, if you are an American, you know, that speaks English, who's Hispanic, the book's thrown at you. If you're white, an American, black, the book's thrown at you. But if you're an illegal, pretty much from anywhere in the world, you are G-O-D-D-D-D. But I'm supposed to like that injustice. I'm supposed to think that's a good idea. And they've totally sold that it's racist if you don't have totally open borders. Well, okay, there you go. Well, I'm coming to Mexico then, and I want everything free. Well, I'll get my teeth knocked out and thrown in a dirt-floored jail. America deserves to fall. America wants to fall. So abort some more babies. Go out and party, everybody, because it's all going to be a Holocaust in this country. But I don't deserve it, and my family doesn't. So I'm doing everything I can to stop it. But a lot of you out there that love this, you deserve it. Hope you enjoy it. Oh, let's make fun of Jesus. That's okay. But look at this. France's burqa ban sparks violence across Paris after police try to arrest woman for wearing a veil, and pregnant woman is attacked for covering her face. And again, it's on record that Muslims flying into the U.S. don't get searched, don't get groped, and don't have to take their burqas off because they say, I'm not a slave, I'm not going to do it. But Americans grovel in fear to the TSA because our religion is being land of the coward, home of the slave. Airlines warn not to fly Snowden, yeah. All over the world and no fly list. I saw that earlier today. No one let him fly. No airlines. Stop him. The global technocratic control grid. Nowhere to run. Nowhere to run. How dare you expose we've got all the data and use it against you financially. How dare you expose we use it to game everything. We're going to steal their pension funds and they'll find out about it and they know we're doing this. We're a mafia of scum. How dare the people find out. Abort more babies. Have Gloria Steinem wear a shirt saying I abort babies and it's good. And now, I was reading, European countries are starting the euthanasia of babies up to age 3, murdering children, just a curse of evil upon us. Moving right along here, health benefits come under knife ahead of Obamacare. That's right, they're cutting your health benefits, and now the government says what treatments you can get. You get free health care, a free cane if you're going blind or have a bad knee. Written by the insurance companies to make you buy it and double the premiums on average and then take away all the actual health care. Yeah, let's abort some more babies. Let's just say they're not human. Well, they're going to say you're not human either. You like how that works? Let's continue. More than 1,000 IRS employees misuse government charge cards. No, out of CNS News. Oh, my goodness. That's just the nice people. They're hiring all these felons, thousands of felons per department. State Department, 2,000 felons, all of them. Just an army of hell force. But it's good. Soon you'll be arrested for not being criminal. That'll be the only crime. I'm not joking. And it's just going to be an orgy of death, an orgy of cancer. Ah, all the blessings out the window, all the freedom out the window. Everything you could ever want, you're going to get now. And all you evil people are going to get it, too. You're going to get bioweapons sprayed on you. You're going to flop around vomiting and dying with your whole family. Yeah, because the New World Order loves us. Satan loves us. Satan gives us power. Satan gives us the gifts of death and disease and poverty and humiliation and dishonor. Oh, are you going to say a prayer to your Diablo because he loves you? Let's continue here with more news. Sanity prevails. Oh, my gosh. Sanity prevails. U.S. Supreme Court rules that human genes are not eligible for patent protection. Oh, that's a horrible ray of sunshine. How evil. What will Beelzebub do with his little cupcakes? Monsanto video revolt. Massive grassroots campaign launched against GMOs in Monsanto. I'm supporting that. That's up at PrisonPlanet.com. Find out more. U.S. chemical weapons report in Syria fabricated, says Russian Prime Minister. That's impossible. Our government never lies. Continuing, Lindsey Graham says Ron Paul's policies are a threat to America. That coming from that sniveling pig demon. I mean, look at that just piece of filth. Continuing here, that's one case. Well, I'm not going to say it. Maybe his mommy should have performed a little lovey-dovey, a little loving abortion. Give his mom a peace prize. I'm joking. I wish no harm against Lindsey Graham. You know what I mean. I'm saying, you know what I'm saying. Learn a post-collapse trade before it's too late. Another article there. Oh, never learn a trade. You're supposed to be a service industry and just then not have anybody to service, but government boots. The new service will be sucking black boots as they kick you in the face and then taking your shirt off when they shoot you in the chest. That'll be the patriotic duty, is to line your kids up in a pit when they blow their brains out everywhere. And you'll assist them and help load the rifle because they're the authority figure. The authoritarian church has taught you Romans 13. And the government says, abort your baby for the earth. Chop them up for Jesus. Chop them up right now. It's for Jesus, chop them up. Jesus says, chop them up.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Trendiness is going on. Let's continue. 20 examples of how America is really going down the toilet. Well, that's freedom. Let's continue here. That's just some of the news. I haven't even gotten to the other news yet. Oh, here, let's go to this. Congress wouldn't pass carbon taxes. Obama just signs a regulatory order to increase the price of everything. And guess what? It goes in a private tax to him and Al Gore and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. And then Bloomberg's getting the slaves ready. This was already done last week. Obama tells Keystone foes he will unveil climate measures soon that will bankrupt coal and everybody else so you can't have any power or it costs enough to bankrupt you because abortion's good. They're going to abort your future and abort your economy till you're bankrupt and only depend on government. And I say good. Those babies are defenseless, getting chopped up. I'll tell you my sick side, folks. A lot of you out there that love this evil, it's going to get real bad. I'm going to have a little sick enjoyment watching you get what you beg for so hard. All right, let's continue here. I'm actually really freaked out by what's going on, but It's like an automatic defense mechanism, just getting the sick mode here. Gallup, Americans' confidence in Congress at lowest ever. Ah, some more good news. They know what slimebag, murdering, criminal scum is up there. Poll, confidence in Congress at all-time low. Senator Landrieu, who doesn't have two brain cells that rub together, talking about a knuckle-dragging slob, says South Dakota borders Canada while calling border fence dumb. No, lady, you're the one that's dumb. You're the one that's dumber than a box of rocks, you stupid piece of trash. Let's continue here. House makes stink bug policy public number one priority. House makes stink bug public pest number one. How about they make themselves the public pest number one? They're a bunch of stink bugs. Third graders introduce Obama at the LGBT Pride event. Why don't you have third graders at the next Playboy event? Oh, that'd be called pedophilia.
Okay,
oh.
Sir, now we will begin to proceed to obtain your IQ and aptitude tests.
Absolutely. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. The government loves you. Just wants to be fair and balanced here. Fairness doctrine. Obama loves you. He loves you. He loves you.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use in inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
So you smart, huh?
I'm pretty smart.
I thought your head would be bigger.
You look like a peanut.
He talks like a fag, too.
Weird feeling being smarter than everyone.
Blah, blah, blah. You gotta believe me.
There's that fag talk we talked about.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Why come you don't have a tattoo?
Come on, Scro. Don't worry, Scro.
Got a solution.
The toilet.
Like out the toilet?
You mean like in the toilet?
Brondo's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes. But Brondo's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Huh?
Brondo's got what plants crave.
Hey, I just introduced this from Idiocracy, one of Mike Judge's great masterworks as a satirist, to dedicate it to Mary Landrieu, the congresswoman who thinks that the name of the river that goes through London is the Thames instead of the Thames. It's a joke on me. I know who thinks that that there doesn't need to be a border in South Dakota because it borders Canada. But that's nothing compared to the congressman that thinks that Guam would capsize if you put too many people on it. That's beyond Idiocracy. Or I guess it kind of isn't. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe it's a conspiracy theory. You question government, it's a conspiracy theory. Maybe Guam would capsize. Maybe it's not a mountain on the bottom of the ocean that comes up and then the part above the water makes an island. Maybe it is floating on a giant turtle. That's right, CJ. CJ's a scientist. And Brondo. Brondo's got the Roundup Ready that plants crave, and so do our kidneys. Let's go to Joseph in New Orleans. Joseph, you're a trooper holding. I appreciate you coming on with me today and putting up with me, sir. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. I'd like to talk to you about the new Internet. Last year in June, we switched over to the new Internet, which holds 1,200 trillion addresses instead of 4.7 billion. And we could read the articles at the time. They said explicitly that these new addresses were for electronics to be sold. So each of your electronics will have an IP address.
Absolutely. That's Internet, too. That's why they're building all these NSA bases, where the Internet is the NSA. It always has been, and they're going to kill the old web. That's the public plan, yes.
And it's so funny that so many people are mocking the fact that, you know, people are pointing out, hey, where all these things are connected and it's watching.
Oh, look, he talks like a fag.
Right, exactly. That's all I had, man. You're doing a great job. Thank you.
No, Joseph, you're awesome. I tell my guys, we reported on this a decade ago, report now that they're taking over the web, that that's what the NSA Cybercom is. We need to tell people again, and I'm glad you called in. Do we have the clip of the congressman saying that is it queued right up to where he says, will the island dump over? Oh, here it is.
On the widest part of the island. And I don't know how many square miles that is. Do you happen to know?
I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that. The
that's another
Guam population.
Folks, that is not a joke, by the way. And this is who runs the government. Okay, that's why they put them in there. A lot of it isn't even a conspiracy. People above them are evil, but they put just super ignorant people in charge. Jason in California, going through police harassment. Well, everybody knows that doesn't exist. Go ahead, conspiracy theorist.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm just loving government right now.
Me too. Well, I've been in L.A. for about 2 years now, and it seems like in the last 6 months I've been pulled over in my car, getting in and out of my car, walking down the street, getting tickets for no reason. But the main reason why I'm calling is 2 nights ago I was picking up a friend to give him a ride home after they were getting off work, and the police came up to my car and asked me what I was doing, and I said nothing, I'm waiting for a friend. And they basically put me in cuffs, took me in to the police station, did not arrest me. Well, I guess
the CIA runs New York and L.A., and it's a test. They're getting everybody ready to be taken in, so you're just disappeared. And, that's the new system. Sure. What's wrong with that?
There's a lot wrong with that. The fact that they're telling me that there's a law, they can do what they want. And I said, well, actually, you uphold the law. And they would not let me call my attorney.
Well, look at outside Lubbock. It just came out. The woman said, well, may I have a warrant? And there was no warrant. So they took her to jail. Why not have forced labor camps? Why not have the police abort us? I mean, a baby isn't a human. Why are we? How about the cops come to your house and chop your head off with a hatchet for the earth? I mean, what's wrong with that?
Well, there's a lot wrong with that. I mean, the basic thing is that they took me in and did not process me, but put me in a cell and would not let me call my attorney.
No, I know. They're getting ready to disappear people. What's wrong with that?
Well, you know, it's a weird time we're living in.
Sir, you go to the store, all the water says fluoride for babies at levels like 10 times what it is in the tap water. Tap water gives them a 15 to 20 point IQ reduction. They're lobotomizing kids. Look, give in! Die! I love
of the government murder me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The system wants you captured in its web. The system wants to make people that aren't criminals, criminals, so they have an excuse to arrest you, to put you in jail, to take your rights away, to suck off of you. This is how modern slavery is being instituted. There's an article up on InfoWars.com by Kurt Nemo about a Tea Party governor makes a bong possession a felony, a water pipe. Something that people smoke marijuana out of. Something that's popular in Austin bars that they smoke tobacco out of. And they're going to put you in jail for 7 years for it. Because that's how the parasites feed off of you. While all the real criminals go free. Boy, that sounds so libertarian. So incredibly libertarian to me. And that's going on in Florida and other states, moves like that. So that's the type of news we've got coming up. Before I get back into the fact that it's now all over the news that Al-Qaeda's being given missiles and weapons, and they go, oh, don't worry, we'll make sure the good rebels get it. It's led by Saudi Arabia that is Al-Qaeda. It's the Saudi Arabian government that funds Al-Qaeda. 15 of the 19 hijackers came from there. And the FBI director is out saying, Snowden's leak may let terrorists hit us. Give me a break, Director Mueller. I've interviewed the head of the U.S. Embassy visa section, Mr. Springman. He's been in national news as well back in 2001 and 2002. They were ordered to let the 15 hijackers in who were listed as Al-Qaeda. And they were told these are CIA agents, not operatives, agents. And they were CIA agents. Mohammed Atta, all of them, were trained at the Pensacola Naval Air Station and also at the Defense Language School. And you know how we know that? The head of the Defense Language School, Lieutenant Colonel Butler, went public 2 weeks after 9/11 in an article that the Associated Press even picked up saying, I don't know exactly what's going on, but these guys are government agents. Mohammed Atta was in his course for a year. In the head of the school's, you know, the dean, he was the dean, he taught classes, and five of the hijackers were in his class. He knew them. He had lunch with them. He shook their hands. And they were set up. And as best we can tell from the real air phone calls, gas was released on the aircraft. There was no let's roll. All of that is pure bull, ladies and gentlemen. The military refused to stand down and shot down the flight over Pennsylvania. And we even know what squadron did it. The happy hooligans out of North Dakota who were stationed in Virginia at the time for drills. And when we interviewed a colonel on that, my source, he died 2 weeks after he came on the show. A lot of dead people we talked to, they die after they come on the show. Human, and keep going here. This broadcast is not a game, folks. It's not a joke. I'm not a talk show host that says I'm going to expose FEMA camps. They're real, and then builds it up for a month, and then comes out and debunks it with straw men. I don't say I've got a big announcement in 2 days, and it doesn't come out. I don't get up here on air and say, our MI5 source and police source said Bilderberg's freaked out. The government's pressuring them to go public. They're going to go public on BBC Saturday, and then it happens 4 days later. This is a real broadcast. I am a real person. I am a real patriot risking my life. You understand? And I want you to know that so you know there's good guys. I want you to understand also what we risk. Many boffins died to bring you this information. You understand that? We have the schematics of the New World Order. We have the blueprints. We have their program. We know. That's how we can tell you what's really going on before it's in the mainstream news. They nerve gassed the people on board those aircraft and flew them in by remote control. Who they are, I don't know. But NORAD's on record being ordered to stand down. Now, do you think things are going to get better under this government? No. It's going to get worse, ladies and gentlemen. And it's bigger than George W. Bush. It's bigger than Barack H. Obama. They're presidents of a corporate arm of the New World Order. And presidents go and play golf and cut red ribbons, folks. It's CEOs and chairmen and top strategists that run things. And do you know who those top strategists are? They're the Rand Corporation. They're people like Zbigniew Brzezinski. They're the Carnegie and Ford Foundation. You want to name names? It's come out in congressional hearings. The Carnegie Foundation has been running the country since the early 60s. They were pretty much in control before that. And that's why Eisenhower came in and said, there is a technocratic elite taking over with the military-industrial complex. They've got to be stopped. Somebody drops a book in the background. You hear a slam and the president jumps. Because it's come out in the president's papers that he was deeply disturbed and didn't go with the speech they'd written for him. He went out there and said, beware the military-industrial complex and the rest of the quote, the technocrats that control it. Because even by then, they had come in and said, we want to blow up stuff. We want to blame it on foreign enemies. We want to start World War III. We'll use the nuclear war as an excuse to put martial law in. We're going to re-engineer humanity, and we're going to use this Nazi plan for a euro. And Eisenhower went, no. By the way, this has all been declassified. pieces here, pieces there. He said no to Northwoods. They brought it to Kennedy a year later. He fired a bunch of them. And I'm not romanticizing Dwight D. Eisenhower. The point is that he didn't want to end humanity. He had grandkids. He didn't want to be part of a Nazi plan that was really a British plan. Hitler just got a eugenics plan from the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, funded in the 20s and the 30s by the Rockefellers. This is all mainline history, folks. This is why this is happening. That's why this train takes us to a bad place. We need to get off the train. We need to stop the train. We need to dismantle the train. We need to be on a new plan. I don't want to be governed by this. They think you're so pathetic that they have taken our rights and say they spy on us for Al-Qaeda when they've run Al-Qaeda and created Al-Qaeda, and now they've turned multiple countries over to Al-Qaeda. And the president and leaders in council in Egypt 2 days ago said, we're preparing for war with Israel and the U.S. while the U.S. gives them F-16s to do it. And you go, why? Is Obama a Muslim? No, he's not a Muslim, folks. Sure, he goes and tells him he is. He went to a madrasa. He was trained as a Muslim. But that's his ultimate cover to cause the clash of civilizations that the September 20th, 2000 PNAC document repeated to decades older plan to create a clash of civilizations between the decadent Christendom, the West, and Islam to destroy both in that cataclysm, out of which a one-world religion and megatyranny will flow. This is the reality that I'm telling you. I'm begging you. And many of you, many university PhDs, many scientists I've talked to, they have now come to the realization, listening to this broadcast, they go, yes, we were taught eugenics, we were taught the master plan. It's true, we've been taught we're the elect elite. There will be a global government established. There will be bioweapon plagues released. Go talk to any university biology head. And if you talk to them calmly and bring this up, they'll say, where did you get this information? That's classified. This is the plan. But now those university heads have got their kids dying, their wife dying young. They're going, wait a minute. The binary weapon systems have been put into the food and water. We're all being targeted as well. That's because they're not going to kill 80%, and then 20% of you are going to go to Alpha Centauris. They're going to kill everyone. That's what they're telling you, and good people in Hollywood, because there's a revolt in Hollywood, are telling you. I've since talked to people who are involved in films like Oblivion. But the Tet is not an alien force. It's a group of humans who see themselves as a split off of humans and have this master plan. The Tet is the Pentagon. The Tet is the New World Order. The Tet is the artificial technocracy that's already 30 years past us. That's why they're so arrogant. They've got bioweapons that will kill every human on Earth. No one has immunity. They have stuff, and again, I'm not trying to scare you folks. The only hope we've got is to have a total human awakening in the human survival instinct. That's why they implant violence in television to condition you it's okay. It's why they tell you humans are bad and ugly and a scourge and teach you it's cool to be self-destructive. So at a subconscious level, you will suppress your hardwired programming to survive, to adapt, to overcome. And they're using your adaptiveness to adapt to your own destruction. They're using your adaptiveness against you to incrementally bring in tyranny so you accept it and slowly die. But I am here consciously on air with this emergency transmission asking you to flip the levers in your own subconscious mind to tell yourself, I am in combat. I am under attack. I need a brain boost. I want to become conscious. And your brain will start flipping the switches. Flip, flip. Flip, flip, flip. Get into war mode, ladies and gentlemen. Get into survival mode, and we'll beat these people. Their program is already not going well because of the adaptiveness of humans. You understand? It might as well be an alien force, ladies and gentlemen, that we face. And again, their arguments have a lot of validity at certain points about toxic waste systems, dirty industry. There are too many people in certain sectors, in biospheres that can't handle it. there are destructive forces in our economy that are wasteful. But then you learn the globalists did all of that to ensure the collapse and the calamity, because their full spectrum dominance, they are balancing both of these. But I've studied their operation. They're not even really balancing it. And I can see that their eugenics program, 160-year-old plan, has not adapted, even if you wanted to agree with them, and is going to end up destroying them as well, because the secret of the universe is what comes around goes around. You reap what you sow. You could call it karma, but I don't mean that in the Hindu fashion. What you do comes back on you. What others do comes back on them. It's all interconnected. And the establishment, I know, is having a debate right now and realizing this, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. You need to make the decision to choose reality. You need to make the decision to choose the truth, or we have no future. Now, let me blitz through as much news as possible. Document cam, please, for TV viewers watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. For radio listeners, I'll be giving you the headlines so you can pull this up for yourself. USA Today, cover of it. Syrian rebels pledge loyalty to al-Qaeda as Obama announces billions more in high-tech weapon systems. Just remember that when the TSA wants to stick their hands down your wife's pants. Arrest Obama under NDAA for supporting terrorists in Syria. We list the federal law, though unconstitutional, the code. I mean, just think of the hiding in plain view, that the government runs al-Qaeda. Obama is the global head of al-Qaeda publicly. But meanwhile, they're announcing that al-Qaeda is not the threat now. It's the Tea Party. Man behind Syrian chemical weapons claim is a fiction writer who ran Benghazi cover-up. White House makes miraculous discovery to distract from domestic scandals. Also, Infowars.com. Here's Breitbart. Obama administration considers resettling thousands of Syrian refugees in the U.S. Yeah, kind of like they brought in, 30,000 Iraqi Republican Guard pre-trained by the CIA when Saddam was our ally to be involved as the backup team to blame if they couldn't go with the right-wing group? They had groups of Iraqis ready to blame. That was even on local news. Just like the same program with the Tsarnaev brothers. Same program. I mean, they just got a shake and bake. Like, how do you make these pancakes? Oh, you just add milk to these. It's got everything in it. I mean, it's like, it's a shake and bake. I mean, that stuff's elementary, folks. Rand Paul, that way they can blow everything up with the good old. They're going to bring tens of thousands of al-Qaeda here, and they'll probably be in police uniforms before you know it. I'm not joking, by the way. Rand Paul, your taxes fund regimes that kill Christians for blasphemy against Islam. Yep, there's Rand Paul. Is Obama starting a war with Syria just to distract us from the scandals? Yes, the war has already been going on. It should be already a two-year war now going public as distraction. Now they're just going to use it as a false flag and expand it. With scandals raging at home, Obama conveniently discovers chemical weapons used in Syria with no proof. These are just complete liars. Huffington Post, quagmire, U.S. arms to Syria. Goes on. Video game cash Tea Party patriot groups as enemy terrorists. Every major shoot 'em up game I've looked at, the new ones coming out, are right-wingers blow everything up and have to be arrested and put in FEMA camps or executed or tortured. Just, I mean, there's more than eight different games out currently, all the big top sellers, where, and of course, every time before there's a war, they have a video game. It's all pre-programmed. They're getting ready to maybe even nuke a city and say, patriot military did it. That's the kind of stuff in these games. So just get ready. Just get ready, okay? The pre-programming is the proof of who's going to do it. I mean, only a moron wouldn't see this. Okay, but I guess the public, again, is not moronic. You're in a trance. Let's continue. U.S. Syria use chemical weapons crossing red line. CBS News, absolute balderdash, poppycock, bunk, fraud, scam, just over-the-top ridiculous lies. Bravo, Sierra. Continuing, U.S. plans 50 million a day, no-fly zone in Syria after finding proof of government-used chemical weapons. Oh, and then there was WMDs in Iraq, too. By the way, Syria has their chemical weapons legally and lawfully. U.S. uncovering on Syrian chemical weapons, unconvincing, says Russia. And Russia's got troops there right now in the proxy war, some of the Iranians. People are like, yeah, let's kill them Ruskies with al-Qaeda. By the way, the West blinked on 888 when they invaded Abkhazia and South Ossetia and Georgia and then said that Russia had invaded. Total fraud now in the history books. And then Russia just rolled in medium-range nukes and said, we're going to start nuking NATO bases. And the Russians had the target. Russians are not known to bluff. And you can tell they were all swigging vodka at the same time, and the West backed off. I mean, this is the type of lunacy that's going on here. And look, the globalists weren't ready at that time, but if you listen to Joel Skousen, who I agree with, they want a nuclear war. That's what they're digging in for. By the way, cops and FBI agents, you're not going to get access to the bunkers. Go out, take your kids outside and get a suntan all when it happens, huh? Huh? And you can say, I'm right once that happens. How's that sound? No, I'd rather you wake up now. I mean, how much more does it have to get obvious here? Al-Qaeda-linked group Syrian rebels once denied now key to Assad victories. McClatchy newspapers. Oh, my goodness. Oh, do I get apologies from all the neocons? No, no. No, I'm the bigger enemy now. I'm the big enemy. Report, Syrian rebels execute a 14-year-old boy for insulting Islam. Washington Post. But it's okay for the Huffington Post to show a dog's rear end and say it's Jesus. I'm going to get to that when we come back. And we're going to get into the NSA spying and what's really happening with it. The rest of the story. I'm Alex Jones. Spread the word about our Twitter account, Real Alex Jones. For updates, spread the word about InfoWars.com. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You know what I am? I'm an American. I'm an organic, stay behind, sleeper cell of liberty here in the United States. And I don't get any orders from any government or any individual. I get mine from history and the good Lord above. And that's who you are, ladies and gentlemen, as well. We're going to beat this by identifying the enemy, by never stopping, by discrediting them, and by hating their guts, but loving our families 10 times more than we hate the enemy, by spitting on them spiritually, by absolutely just taking every opportunity we can to degrade the enemy. We're going to win. You know, there's a headline out that Congress has the lowest approval rating ever in a Gallup poll of 10 points. And it was actually one a few years ago of 9%. But listen, these crooks are trying to gut this country right now. And when you get somebody like Peter King coming out and saying, arrest the reporter now, arrest London Guardian and Washington Post reporters and people that broke the story of NSA spying, that is a tyrant. I mean, Lindsey Graham's out there saying the bloggers and the web don't deserve to even be online. These people are outrageous, ladies and gentlemen. All right, now, moving into the NSA spying, Bloomberg, U.S. agency said to swap data with thousands of firms. Bloomberg? Thousands of firms. Ladies and gentlemen, the firms take all the data on their customers and everybody and give it to the NSA. And then the other firms do it, and they all share it and team up as giant gangs against everybody else. I know for a fact Bloomberg knew things about what was going on with me and what was going on in telecommunications issues that I haven't announced yet that I know they had to get from the government. In a hit piece they did a week ago on us. And I hadn't even gotten into that yet. I mean, it's not just a few analysts spying on people. It's the Fortune 100 that go to Bilderberg. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. That's what they're doing. That's what this is all set up for. So how many times, thousands of times, I've told you it's about economic espionage. And here it is, Bloomberg. Let's continue here. Next article. This is out of Business Insider. It finally comes out. Elite traders are getting access to data before everybody else via all this NSA garbage. Of course they are. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all rigged. State Department has hired agents with criminal records, memo reveals. A large percentage of them are hardcore felons. Of course they are. Stalin, Hitler, Mao, they all open the jails up and get these people. The government wants hardcore criminals. You don't hire naive college kids that think the government's good. They blow the whistle on you. You hire child molesters. You hire hitmen. You hire con men. The government is converting to pure criminals. That's the New York Post. Here's another one. 57% fear government will use NSA data to harass political opponents. A Rasmussen poll. Fear they will? It's admitted they use it on the media and people. I get phone calls probably once a year with a blank phone screen. I've talked to telecommunications people. That means it's from the national security level. In control of the switches, threatening me and saying what I was just talking about, so I know it's the government. It probably isn't the government. It's probably one of these corporations. This is America, okay? Grow up. Grow up out there and stop being naive and don't let this scare you. You better be scared of not standing up. Just like a woman getting grabbed in some parking lot by a serial killer. She better fight back and try to get away from him. That's her only shot. Instead of getting scared and getting in the vehicle with him. We need to not get in the vehicle with the New World Order.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.